Germany, Austria and Hungary have discussed the phasing out of emergency measures which have allowed the free movement of thousands of migrants. The issue was raised during a meeting between the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, her Austrian counterpart Werner Faymann and the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Jenny Hill is in Munich.
The German Chancellor is under pressure. Her own Conservatives are furious that, in effect, Mrs. Merkel relaxed EU migration law to allow these thousands of people into the country, and in doing so, in the view of some of her own Conservatives, she sets a pretty dangerous precedent. Now, that's one reason. The second issue is the question of Europe. Mrs. Merkel has thus far failed to persuade the EU to come up with any kind of consensus on this issue. Some of her ministers are really irritated that the EU hasn't agreed any kind of coordinated strategy yet. That's really beginning to irk them.
This woman, who fled the Syrian city of Raqqa, spoke of the welcome the refugees received on arrival in Vienna.
Look, everybody here are happy. Everybody here happy. And don't afraid. Still happy because it is in Vienna. The people here, men, women, child, everybody here help us. They give us many things. Food, bags, water, coffee. They are helping us very much.
An independent investigation into the disappearance of 43 Mexican students nearly a year ago has dismissed the government's account of events. In response, Mexico's Attorney General has ordered a new forensic investigation to be carried out. Katie Watson is in Mexico City.
The events of September the 26th last year were of a scale that shocked people here, even in a country that's no stranger to violence. Back in January, the government said it had provided what it called the historical truth on what had happened, that the students were rounded up by corrupt policemen and handed over to a criminal gang. Then they were burnt and their remains incinerated. Now international experts have published their version of the truth. The result of 6 months' work has concluded that the government's investigations were deeply flawed. Most damning of all is that it says the story that the students were burnt just doesn't stand up.
Voters in Guatemala are casting their ballots in a presidential election days after a corruption scandal prompted the resignation of President Otto Perez Molina. One of the front runners, a comic actor Jimmy Morales, has the slogan, "Not corrupt, not a thief." The Turkish Prime Minister has been chairing an emergency meeting after several soldiers were killed in an attack by Kurdish PKK militants. Turkish media say landmines blew up two military vehicles in the southeastern province of Hakkari. In a statement, the PKK said 15 soldiers had died. The government has not confirmed the figure. World News from the BBC. A Palestinian woman has died as a result of injuries suffered during an arson attack in July, which killed her husband and young son. Riham Dawabsha suffered burns to 90% of her body when her home in the West Bank village of Duma was firebombed. The attack is believed to have been carried out by Israeli settlers. Her 18-month-old son was killed in the attack. The Tunisian authorities have warned of a threat of car bombings in the capital Tunis and banned traffic from some central streets. The Interior Ministry said intelligence reports indicated a danger that strategic points in the city might be targeted, but gave no further details. A controversial sculpture by the artist Anish Kapoor, displayed in the gardens of the Palace of Versailles in France, has been vandalized for a second time. Anti-Semitic slogans were spray-painted onto the artwork, a huge metallic funnel called Dirty Corner, Anna Pissarro reports.
The 60-meter-long sculpture and the rocks around it were sprayed in white paint with phrases such as "Christ is King in Versailles" and "The Second Rape of a Nation by Deviant Jewish Activism." The piece, which Kapoor has described as very sexual, had already been splattered with paint in June, shortly after being unveiled. Clearly outraged, he said he would now keep what he called the abominable words on the artwork. He said they would bear witness to hatred and intolerance.
Government officials in Tajikistan say more than 30 people, including some serving defense personnel, have been arrested after militants killed 9 policemen on Friday. The insurgents were allegedly led by a sacked Deputy Defense Minister, General Abdulhalim Nasirzadeh. Heavy rains in parts of Sierra Leone have washed away houses and cut off major roads. An official in the southern district of Bo said at least 70 homes have been destroyed in one area, leaving hundreds without shelter. BBC News.